I am unwilling to give up, that I will start over from scratch as many times as it takes to get where I want to be.
You just want to make sure you will get knocked down, but just make sure you don't get knocked out.
So your only choice should be go focus on what you can control.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Kara Golden Show. Join me each week for inspiring conversations with some of the world's greatest leaders. We'll talk with founders, entrepreneurs, CEOs, and really some of the most interesting people of our time. Can't wait to get started. Let's go. Hi, everyone. It's Kara Golden from The Kara Golden Show, and I'm so thrilled to have my next guest here. We have Steph Hahn, who is the founder and CEO of Cadence. And if you don't know what Cadence is, you are going to be so excited to learn about this amazing, amazing company. Or maybe you've come across it and you hadn't thought about different opportunities on how you might want to use this system. So Cadence launched in 2020 with its first product line, the Capsule System, a modular collection of magnetic, sustainable, TSA compliant, and leak-proof capsules that let you store your must-have items from your medicine cabinet, jewelry box, and cosmetics bag or stash box so you can move through the world with ease and confidence. And like I said, Cadence is awesome and is made also from diverted ocean-bound plastic, which I absolutely love. I think it's super great that Steph took an idea that she was passionate about, that she was curious about, and turned it into an excellent business with products that are really, really usable. And I'm excited to hear all about her journey and learn more about maybe the twists and turns along the way, but kind of where they're going as well. So welcome, Steph.
Oh, thank you for having me, Kara. It's a pleasure.
Really great. So before we get into hearing about Cadence, your journey in building it, and all of the lessons, I would love to hear more about what you were doing before this. I read a little bit about your experience, but I'd love for you to share.
Absolutely. So before Cadence, which feels like another lifetime at this point, my background was in the dance world and also the documentary film space. So I grew up and went to college for a number of things. I was a double major in dance and psychology with a business minor, and in school focused on dance for film. So I really accidentally fell into a directorial type of role. I was the gatherer of phenomenal people with a variety of talents. And I didn't realize even how much I loved it until then. And I'm very grateful that I happened to fall into that position. I feel like no one talks about being a director when you're young and growing up. You don't even know that's a job you can have. And so again, that was what I studied. And then after school, I went to the documentary film space. So I worked for a company that would bring together marketing pieces for companies like Red Bull, Patagonia, The North Face. And we had also put on an international film tour across the world with major athletes coming together to celebrate in core cities. So I started off as an assistant editor and worked my way up to lead editor. So it was a really incredible experience. And it was a first foray into the startup space. So I really feel like my background is a testament of how do you figure out how to grow, learn, and teach yourself and thrive in an incredibly fast-paced environment. I was actually just chatting about this with my team. A number of my teammates took almost the opposite route. You know, they went and got their MBA, then they went to a large corporation, another one. And it was all about how do you climb this really clear ladder in front of you, which has its own merits, of course. For me, I was trying to figure out where is the ladder and how do you climb it? And so that was my background. And it was such a wonderful education in creativity, how to problem solve and how to, you know, hustle really hard.
That's amazing. And how did this idea for capsules come up?
So at the time, I was on the road a lot with our athletes for these shows. I was also working really late and having to travel quite often. And so I found that as someone with a skincare and supplement routine that I really adore and have put a lot of time and effort into, it was a stress point for me. Before I packed, before I left my house, I would have to schedule an hour to figure out, how do I fill up these really cheaply made travel bottles that I don't really trust? And I have to write on Sharpie on them that it's shampoo inside this one, and fill my expensive serum in another. So it was a hassle, it was a headache. And these are products that are just here to ground me and make me feel like myself. And yet they were nearly impossible to bring in totality with me. So long story short, I found myself using a lot of single-use plastic, which felt very anti my morals as a person, especially someone who is so rooted in the outdoor space, constantly spending time outdoors as well, and leaving products behind. So there is the personal side, and then there was the soul side that was missing from this product experience. And I tried for years to search for every and any product in the market that would solve this problem for me. And I really just came up short time and time again. And eventually I got to the point where I went, there has to be something better, and there's not. So I'm going to figure out how to build it myself. And that was the impetus for Everything Cadence. And it started off as this initial problem of my personal routine. But then I got really inspired by the fact that routine can mean so many things to different people. It can be, how do you pack for your kids or your pets? And how do you organize your home in a way when guests come over? Or if you have a medication system that you need to really keep a hold of, how do you organize it in a way that doesn't weigh you down and make you feel like you have something heavy in your bag and in the back of your mind? And so all of that really became our thesis, which is we all spend so much time in our broad idea of what routines are for us, but yet we have no beautiful, sustainable, innovative through line for how to then transport these routines on the go. And on the go can mean out to the day for the beach, for a beach trip, or it can mean a work trip, or, you know, a month long honeymoon. Whatever that means to you and your life is what we're here to help.
That's awesome. So it's one thing to be curious and maybe frustrated by not having an item that you felt you needed. I definitely have had those moments, but it's another thing to bring a product to market, a physical product too. So not a service, but a physical product, which has a lot of other stuff that you have to think about. And you were a filmmaker and a dancer, and now you're an entrepreneur launching a company in the sustainable space. So how hard has it been? Also, you launched it during the pandemic, so you didn't know that was coming. Obviously, that was you were thinking about the idea prior to the pandemic actually being upon us. But what has been probably the most challenging that you would share with a friend?
You know, coming from a non-startup space was really interesting, and I'm very grateful for it now, because I probably would have told you 4 years ago, had you asked me, when I was quitting my full-time job, finally going out to raise money for the first time. You know, I'd been working on it for 2 years at that point, simultaneously to my full-time job. And while I was working on the side, I probably would have told you raising money has been the hardest part. The idea of getting people who are used to investing in products, for the most part, there are amazing investors out there, but the majority of investors, I realized then, want to invest in things that already exist. Mm-hmm. And we were doing something very different. We were building a company that was completely new. The products we were launching didn't exist. There was nothing and is nothing like it on the market. And so we're coming to people and saying, hey, we're building and inventing something new, this idea of a system that works together, right? We're not a travel bottle company. We're not a container company. We're a company that builds cohesive systems for any part of your routine. And we're starting in the bathroom with this one really really clear problem. And time and time again, we got people who were so much more interested in a rebrand of products that we're all so used to and familiar with, which is another, again, great business model, a different one than we are building. But I would have said that was the hardest part, but it has really become a blessing because the investors that we ended up with were the innovators, which is why a majority of our investors are founders themselves. The people who see and hear a vision and immediately understand it, they don't have to have seen it done already to believe it. And so that was a really tough thing, but it led us to the right people and mm-hmm. it's led us to building our business with the right spine and backbone, which is a deep ability to be creative. We have investors who trust us to run the business in the way we believe it needs to be run, which allows us to actually invest in products wholeheartedly. We're not cranking products out to meet top line so that our investors can feel good for that quarter. Our investors know we have a very specific strategy and growth trajectory. And because of that, every cohesive part of our environment really clicks to make Cadence what it is.
That's
awesome. You know, there have been so many moments. I feel like it's such a great question. I appreciate you asking it because I remember listening to podcasts as I was building Cadence, and I wish people would talk about the hard parts more. It's never what it seems. You know, you always see these headlines of people raising these big rounds. And now that I have so many founder friends in the space, the reality, as you know, is it's always cobbled together. It's done and achieved over months, not a day. There are amazing friends that I've had where that has happened and they're phenomenal. But whatever it is and whatever part of the business it is, there are always challenges. I mean, I remember going through 10 engineers in the beginning because everyone told us our products couldn't be made and sitting in my car and shedding a tear or two when our 10th engineer quit on me at 10 p.m. and I had to go back to my full-time job to finish work, right? So, I mean, there have been so many moments like that.
Yeah, that's wild. So when you have engineers on staff, we talked a bit about you've got some patents and you filed for some things mm-hmm. as well. But are the engineers, are they product engineers or are they... Like, what kind of engineers do you actually have on staff?
Yes. So we have industrial engineers, mechanical engineers. So the first teammate that I ever brought on was our lead of engineering, Graham, who is phenomenal. He was, after the 10 engineers said no, he was the one who said yes, and he helped Amazing. Bring everything to life. So he's been my partner in crime from, you know, the early, early days. And for us, it's all engineers are in-house. Our industrial designers are in-house. We do our fulfillment in-house, which again makes Cadence very unique in that we've brought in all of these things that are and can often be typically outsourced. So it is something that we are very proud of and it makes us who we are.
That's amazing. How did you come up with the name Cadence?
Names are so tough. You can't rush it, as you know. I mean, it was a process. It took about 6 months. I did a number of focus groups. I love getting inspired by the people around me and the words that come to their mind as they think about their day. Someone during one of these focus groups, I believe the prompt was, what are words that come to mind as you're, you know, waking up in the morning and maybe getting to your office and then maybe hopping on a flight later? What are words that come to you? And so someone wrote down in a post-it note, Cadence, and it really struck me. What I loved about it is it's neutral, which is very true to Cadence in that it should make you feel calm when you say it. There's no inflection, just Cadence. It also was a perfect word for our brand beliefs and our values, which is that everyone has their own lifestyle, their own routines. And we are not here to change any of that. We are just here to make their uniqueness easier to bring with them. Mm-hmm. So we believe that good brands and products don't change your behavior. It shouldn't force you to modify anything in your life because it is that way for a reason. We believe that we should just fit around everything you've built so seamlessly and cohesively. And hopefully, and our goal is to always bring peace of mind so that folks can stay in rhythm, right? Everyone has a different rhythm. It can be this way, it can be more calm, but you do have it and it's consistent, and we're here to help you maintain it.
Well, it's interesting. Those are the best products, right? The ones that solve problems, the ones that consumers didn't even know that they needed. I mean, Steve Jobs probably said it best, like, don't ask the consumer what they want. Just show them what they need. And I think that that is, I think about that a lot. And I think you're definitely doing that as well. So you developed, I would say, a new category in addition to developing products. You've kind of got competition and sort of these products that are not as good as yours, obviously. But how would you explain to people like the complexities of launching something that you don't have competition? I mean, no one's exactly doing what you're doing. I always talk about this when I was launching Hint, that, you know, there were planograms that were in stores. We didn't fit in the planogram. So when people said, okay, my planogram has water and diet soda and regular soda and enhanced water and juice, where do you fit? And I'm like, oh, we're better. There's, you know, nothing like our product that is an unsweetened flavored water. And I said, just give us some of their space. And they're like, no, we can't do that. And so it's that much harder, I think, to actually get traction for an entrepreneur when you're launching something totally new that is really a new category. But I'd love to hear your perspective.
Absolutely. I feel like we view ourselves often as our biggest challenge. We are so picky. We are so obsessive and detail oriented. So there are so many people out there who are always inventing and building, but we're always aware of what's going on. But for us, we are just so focused on getting it right so that we can put our heads down and sleep well at night. We call it peace of mind updates at Cadence. Just tell me what I need to do and where we need to be for peace of mind. Everyone on our team has that internal fire. And that is how we hire. We are very slow in our hiring process because everyone on our team does it so that they can sleep and feel good and feel proud. People who are just proud of their work and love to do the work that they do. And that leads to being able to innovate difficult product. And I appreciate the question. How do we explain the complexity of a product that hopefully to the consumer should not feel complex at all? Mm-hmm. I always think of the example of watching a ballerina dance. You're watching and you're just enamored by the beauty of it, but have no idea. And you can't empathize enough with how difficult and strong that ballerina dancer needs to be because they make it look so easy. And so that's our goal always with the product. One of the things that makes it really difficult is the fact that we are really checking off these boxes that haven't been able to be checked before. You and I were chatting before, you know, we started this, and we were talking about how, and you were sharing with me about, you know, putting some water in certain containers you needed and that they were leaking immediately. And that, number one, was our first focus. How can we actually stand by 100% leak-proof product? And so we had to innovate a new O-ring system, a seal that would be airtight no matter if you were in an airplane or if you left it in your car in a cold weather environment or if it was super hot and wanted to expand. So how do you make something that is incredibly leak-proof for the first time without restrictions? Because with a lot of these products, typically you can't put your serum or your Moroccan oil in it or anything that can get absorbed into silicone, because a lot of our products typically before Cadence are made of silicone, which actually is porous and can leach product into the walls, which is why when taken on an airplane, it can expand and grow. For us, how can we make something completely universal? You should not need to read fine print before you fill your routine in our products. So 100% leak-proof product, but then how do you make a product that's also very, very durable while also using as much post-consumer material as possible? So that was really important to us, is to reuse material that already exists. So for us, it's 20% ocean-bound plastic, 30% regrinds. We waste no scrap material in our manufacturing process. And then the other 50% is virgin material so that we can make our products durable enough to last a lifetime. So when you mix the durability with the industrial seal, with the fact that it has to be universal for any product, you know, as you're, I'm sure, familiar with, when, you know, L'Oreal comes out with a moisturizer, they environmental test that one product in so many different scenarios. And for us, it's and every product that possibly exists in the world. So we've done so much testing. And then, of course, the fact that our products are magnetic, systematic. We've had to reinvent the manufacturing process, which is why our manufacturers are also our investors, which we are very, very grateful for. They're highly invested in our long-term success. So it's layer after layer of complexity that I hope and I'm sure customers don't see when they're using and experiencing the product.
Yeah. And they, I know that there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes. And I think you've done a great job of producing a product that is just awesome. So how do you, you touched on supply chain and sustainable supply chain. So how do you find, obviously you didn't come from this industry, how do you find this plastic that is kind of getting to you before it makes it into, hopefully not the ocean, but I mean, into the garbages or, you know, wherever.
Yes, that would have been something I shared with a friend for your earlier question. That was a really tough thing in the early days. I remember being so frustrated. No one would sell us post-consumer plastic. And I was banging my head against the wall because why start a business without sustainable practices? Let's start as strongly as we can from day one and always get better. And what I found out early on is a lot of these companies just don't want to sell to small companies. It's not, it hasn't been something they worked on their business model yet. And that's no knock to those companies. They're doing the best that they can, but it was very frustrating nonetheless. So we happened across a company called Envision Plastics. And I always shout their name from the rooftops because it was very hard for me to find this company. So I hope I can make it maybe a little bit easier for one other person out there to use post-consumer material. And Envision Plastics is a wonderful company. They work with a company that employs locals in different places around the world. So for example, for us, our majority of our material comes from Baja. And so the plastic on beaches gets collected, and it is called ocean-bound plastic because 80% of the plastic that is on beaches will eventually end up in the ocean. So it's almost like shutting off a faucet instead of trying to collect water. Let's prevent plastic from even entering the ocean so that we don't, hopefully in the future, have to collect plastic out of the ocean. That then gets shipped to North Carolina, California, reground into these little lentil-like pellets, and then that gets brought to our manufacturers, and we manufacture in both Thailand and Canada. So that's where we get our material from, and then the rest is the manufacturing scrap in terms of our post-consumer plastic portion of our products.
That's amazing. So you have a new product coming out that is very exciting. Do you want to share a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So 3 years later, we are ready to launch our next product. It has been in the pipeline for 4+ years. It has been a manufacturing feat. What I can share is that for those folks who have routines that expand from skincare to hair care to body care and supplements, this is just great for truly everyone and every product type. For trips that are 4, 5, 6 weeks long to a very, very short day trip out. So we're so excited to be bringing this series to life. It's been truly a labor of love.
That's great. And you're currently online, but it's, you're, you're working on further distribution and other great stores. Hopefully some of those stores are listening too. So this product is really, really great. So last question, best advice that you've ever received, whether it's from somebody even before launching Cadence, or, you know, you've got a bunch of founders that are investors and kind of around you. I'd be so curious to hear, you know, was there a piece of advice that really stood out?
Yes. One of our advisors is the co-founder of Netflix, Mark Randolph. And Mark's early advice to me, which I've never forgotten, is the culture starts from the founder. And the first 10 people get their culture from the founder. And then the next 90 get their culture from that first 10. I've never forgotten that because it has led to an incredible culture at Cadence. It's something that I didn't realize that you have to work so hard and make every decision you make from the beginning leads to that. And the two most important parts of any business that I always say is product and the people you have. One does not exist without the other. And that has led to policies like a no asshole policy. Apologies for that. But kindness, curiosity, those are the things we look for and spend so much time vetting for during our interview process. So that has always stuck with me.
I love it. Well, thank you so much. We'll have all the information for Cadence in the show notes so people can definitely hop online and buy. And thank you, everyone, for listening. Steph, good luck with everything. You are off to a terrific start, and you are definitely a very, very inspiring entrepreneur, and definitely appreciate you coming on and sharing so much with us.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks again for listening to The Kara Golden Show. If you would, please give us a review and feel free to share this podcast with others who would benefit. And of course, feel free to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode of our podcast. Just a reminder that I can be found on all platforms at Kara Golden. And if you want to hear more about my journey, I hope you will have a listen or pick up a copy of my book, Undaunted, which I share my journey, including founding and building Hint. We are here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And thanks everyone for listening. Have a great rest of the week and 2023, and goodbye for now. Before we sign off, I want to talk to you about fear. People like to talk about fearless leaders, but achieving big goals isn't about fearlessness. Successful leaders recognize their fears and decide to deal with them head on in order to move forward. This is where my new book, Undaunted, comes in. This book is designed for anyone who wants to succeed in the face of fear, overcome doubts, and live a little undaunted. Order your copy today at undauntedthebook.com and learn how to look your doubts and doubters in the eye and achieve your dreams. For a limited time, you'll also receive a free case of Hint Water. Do you have a question for me or want to nominate an innovator to spotlight? Send me a tweet at Kara Golden and let me know. And if you like what you heard, please leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. You can also follow along with me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Kara Golden. Thanks for listening.